happy hour. On the last Wednesday,
so continuing on with my progressive rock trilogy of shows, I'm going to play you Yes interview. So, because, you know, I'm a little tired of the news, so I needed a break from the news. But be sure and know I will be back doing compelling news stories, usually with groups that will that have something for you to do, positive for you to do, to fight the state-sponsored corporatism. All right, and that Tobias interview was very... I have to commend the staff at KEPW for putting that together, and Eugene Peaceworks Community, KEPW LP 97.3, Eugene, Oregon, Peaceworks Independent Community Radio, also streaming on KEPW.org. I have to commend Eugene Peaceworks for putting that Jeff Cohen interview together for us. So, yeah, check out Jeff Cohen's book. Okay, so we're going to go right into Yes here. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends. Okay, bring that
down. Round of introductions here. I know this is way too early for you guys to be getting up and doing anything on a morning like this, especially after your night last night. It was just a concert last night. No snoring, please. John Anderson on vocals, guitar,
hey, how you doing?
And I see a harp sitting over here. I guess we'll get some use out of it. Chris Squire on bass, no vocals, too early in the day for him, but we'll see how it goes here. Steve Howe on guitar, maybe he can chime in too. We've got Alan White, not behind the drum kit, but he's got some congas
something,
and bongos and some rhythm-making
we'll
stuff over here. And sitting sideways, snoring on the Steinway grand piano. And back with Yes again, a welcome for Wakeman.
What's that orange thing in the sky going up?
First, let me thank you guys for stopping by, making a little history here with us. This, I believe, will be the first time you've ever really sat down and, at least on the radio, done something acoustic as a set, so this ought to be a trip today, entirely by the seat of our pants. Let's start with this, though. When you guys begin to develop songs, don't you have an acoustic place that you start at somewhere? Steve, Rick,
I mean,
John?
You know, usually an idea's got to be transportable on some sort of an acoustic instrument, you know, to show other people, to sort of develop it. And a lot of ideas I write start on acoustic guitar, and I'm sure John strums a lot on his, and Chris the same. They are a good device for writing. Like Rick most probably plays the piano, don't you, mate?
I do, sir. And I also do a lot of things acoustically. I write in the bathroom and things like that. No, the piano is true. I write in the piano.
It sounds like we're in the bathroom now, doesn't it?
It does a bit, yeah.
Doesn't look like any bathroom you've ever been in, though.
It's a great studio, though.
Unbelievable.
My gosh.
Well, let's set a time frame here, because we're doing this show the night after your Meriwether Post concert in Maryland. Another fabulous performance. The audience was just nuts last night over what you guys did. And some surprises in the set. One was a song we might open with here. How fragile? How about South Side of the Sky?
South Side of the Sky. It was a poem originally about these three guys who went up into the Himalayas and died and disappeared, and they were found years later. And I started thinking about the idea that at least they got to heaven, you know? Here we go.
A river, a mountain to be crossed, the sunshine in mountains sometimes lost. Miles away, it seems.
How about that? We're with Yes Live and Acoustic on Deep Tracks here in our Performance Studio 1. So who wants to tell us about the decision to finally put that song in the show? It's been a long, long time. And maybe why you've denied us this pleasure all these years.
I don't know. Which one? South Side of the Sky.
Yeah, South Side of the Sky.
Well, we didn't have Rick in the band who could play it, you see. He played all the middle bits.
Didn't want to shorten it up.
I have to own up. We did it in the studio. We never ever did it on stage. So it was like
twice actually. But
yeah, but never did
Lee
the middle,
Abrams
never did,
knows
the,
all
never
about
did the middle
it.
Bit. I never did the middle bit properly. And it was amazing. After 30 years, you know, I thought this is going to be really, really hard to remember what I played. And I sat down, and it was. And,
like riding a bike.
But the amazing thing was, I got in the rehearsals. I got close to getting it, and I thought, well, that's probably close enough, and because I couldn't work out one little bit. And then when we came to do the first show, which was a warm-up at EMP, we played it, and it was where that sort of mental library kicks in. And amazingly enough, I played it as I'd had done in 1972, so it was like a recall that brought it back.
Mental recall.
Absolutely.
Rick, let me ask you, what was your learning curve on some of the newer Yes stuff that you were not involved with that you're doing on this tour?
Well, I really enjoyed working on the Magnification. I bought the album when it came out, and I really enjoyed it. And the interesting thing... nobody sends me anything. I have to buy this stuff. what I enjoyed doing was, because there are actually no keyboard parts, was taking the orchestral score and making a keyboard part out of it. You know, I like making orchestral sounds, so it was just great to be able to get all the different things from sort of woodwinds to, you know, to the brass section, to even down to marimbas and things on some of the tracks. It's very hard to play, not technically hard to play, but concentrating hard, because you're changing from instrument and sound all the time, so you really have to sort of be on your wits. But I enjoy doing that. I mean, I've always enjoyed playing Yes stuff, that even the stuff that I've not been on, right from the early days of, you know, of Yours Is No Disgrace and Perpetual Change and all of those. It's just great music to play, and it doesn't matter whether you write it or not. I mean, in the early days of Yes, the Beatles stuff, you know, if there's good tunes, you can make good arrangements and good things out of it. You know, it's. I've never been precious about what I play on and what I don't play on.
So now that this band is back together in a configuration that a lot of people truly appreciate and love, is there longevity here? Is there a new album that you guys are talking about? Where are you going to go with this?
In the future, there's lots of things, but, you know, we're not pinning it all down yet, because we've got touring, and Rick Stanley just rejoined us.
Yeah.
And so we've got, you know, a lot of things we're going to go through, and a lot more dates we're going to do, and then we'll eventually get round to a record at the end of next year, we believe.
What else do we have today, being we're kind of flying along by the seat of our pants here, acoustically? John, what do you got in mind here?
Steve's next.
Oh, I'm next in the hot seat.
Well, maybe.
We thought we might do something from Tails, right?
Yeah, okay then. Go for it, Steve.
All right then, go for it, Steve.
Go for it, mate.
Hot.
Go for it now.
What? Thank you.
Does the color of the sun turn crimson white? Does a shadow come between us in the winter? Is the movement really light? And I heard a million voices singing, acting to the stories that they had heard about. Does one child know the secret and can say it? Or does it all come out along without you? Along without you. Along without you. Where does reason stop and killing just take over? Does a lamb cry out before we shoot it dead? Are there many more in comfort understanding? Is the movement in the head? And I heard a million voices singing, acting to the stories that they had heard about. Does one child know the secret and can say it? Or does it all come out along without you? Along without you. Along without you.
That was great, thank you. You got enough left in that guitar for a little Walk, Don't Run?
Sorry?
You got a little left in that guitar for Walk, Don't Run?
Come on, we'll play. When Rick learns the chords, we can do that.
Well, it stays back to C. Then F. C. E.
That's about as far as we can take this. That tune was actually written by a jazz guitarist called Johnny Smith, and you know, the Ventures played it, and then about every guitarist in the world played it, and then I recorded it on Quantum Guitar. So.
Not many keyboards played it.
Not many keyboards.
No. That's why. Hence. I don't know the chords.
I must say, and I have to speak for guitar fans and Yes fans everywhere, to watch you play is an amazing experience, and to
thank
watch you up
much.
Close is awesome.
And I agree totally. Because honestly,
I've been practicing.
Yes. I'm there most every night, and it's amazing to hear what he plays every night. As I say, I'm there most every night.
New Yes box set just came out called In a Word. 55 tracks, 6 previously unissued, which was a real nice treat. Great artwork, new Roger Dean artwork on it. Any thoughts about this compilation and how it
Rita
relates?
It's
Alan's idea.
No, I don't think so. I think Rhino are doing a great job, and they've put a lot of good music together. But help Steve. Steve kind of helped put all that stuff together, and they did a great number. Great boxing. Looks great.
Well, the good thing for people listening to XM is it's in digital stereo, and you like they really cleaned it up. Some of these tracks are, they're like almost night and day from when you used to play them on your turntable at home with that warped vinyl.
That's right.
You
know,
it's there. And also the DVD of the Yes Symphonic came out recently.
Yeah.
Who wants to tell this story about being in Amsterdam last November and working it up with an orchestra?
None of us remember.
Chris?
Yeah, no, we had a good time last summer touring with the various orchestras in the States, and then we went to do a European tour, and we basically had two orchestras. The first one were a bunch of Polish people, and the second one was a orchestra from Belarus.
A bunch of Polish people. And a bunch of Belarusians.
And so they got to play with us, you know, every night. And we did like about 20 shows with them, and then we recorded it. And the DVD, we're very proud of it. It came out well.
So how was that? How was that having that extra energy and music behind you on stage when you were doing that?
There's a lot of people up there. Yeah, it's like I don't know. They were all plexiglassed off, you know, so that we didn't interfere with their sound. But it was great. We had fun.
They were all pretty young, actually. They were all about 25.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that question. I mean, I wasn't there. I've used orchestras a lot. Most of the guys I use are like sort of 90 and. No, don't have.
Now these are like 25
hips or legs, and I looked at this video, and it's like looking at the Spice Girls with violins.
They were great, and they totally got into the band. They loved the band.
There was a lot
of vodka going down.
Yes, there was a lot of vodka.
Those Polish brass sections—they got to drink a lot of vodka before they go on stage. But they were damn good.
Hey, and the girls were scary too. I tell you, they drank a lot of vodka.
What's all this?
No, they just drank a lot of vodka.
Ah, well saved. Good save.
Yeah, good save.
All right, what can we do next here? We got left. Yes.
Speak to our lawyers, I think.
It's okay, my wife's in Florida right now. She's not at home.
She'll get a copy.
Yeah.
You wanted to leave...
Sorry?
You want to leave out the... In the presence,
what's that? Yeah. I don't know about singing this next one. It'd be so hard.
You get a bit of it.
Well, we don't want to overtax John because it's
John's just mentioned it before. I thought. Songs.
Don't risk it. Risk something else.
Yeah, we could do that.
Do a couple of verses.
Your move, John.
Your move. We haven't done
that for weeks.
To the corner of your life, make the white queen run so fast, she hasn't got time to make you wise. Cause it's time with your time and his news is captured. Use me anytime you want to. Just remember that the goal as far as all to capture all we want. Don't surround yourself with yourself. Move on back to squares. Send that instant karma to me. Initial it with love and care. Surrender yourself. Cause it's time with your time and his news is captured for the queen to use. Did it. Then that instant come to me. Initially with a loving care for your son. Cause his time is time and time with your time, and his news is captured for the queen to use.
Practically impossible to play on this.
Okay. That sounded painful to me.
It sounded good.
That was great.
Oh, can we do it again then?
Let's do it again. Right? That was just the rehearsal. We're not live, are we?
Live.
Oops.
Great song.
Yes, live on Deep Tracks, XM 40. Just so you know now. Say, there wouldn't be some long-distance runaround that could happen here, too, could there? Being you're right there and you're all warmed up.
Stand here.
So it's like riding a bicycle.
Thing. That's as much as there is, I think, today.
That's it.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask Alan something. I heard the story that when you auditioned for this band, or you tell me the story when you auditioned for this band, that there was a particular song that they
were. We only had one rehearsal, I think. Any particular song? The first song I played with the band was Siberian Catrew, I believe, which was it was when Bill, they were rehearsing. I went out to the rehearsal and he left, so I just jumped in and started playing it. It was a good experience.
That was your audition song for Yes?
Well, it was the first thing. It was before it was recorded, actually. It was in rehearsal down in this little basement in London. What was the name of that place, John?
I think it was a dance club.
It was,
somebody's.
It was a drapery shop or something.
A drapery shop upstairs and a dance.
Dance studio.
That's right, yeah. I just came down with Eddie Offord, who was the producer, and
there was a brothel next door.
School
they needed a drummer,
dancing.
I jumped in.
In fact, that's where we found you, I think, wasn't it?
Oh, you mean I just slipped next door? Yeah. I hope my wife's not listening to this, that's for sure.
You play Ludwig? Is that a Ludwig
kick?
Yes, played
Ludwig for almost 32 years or something like that.
Ever since they started giving it to me.
Very good, Steve.
Sorry, that wasn't...
And you buy everything, right? No. Yeah, I've been playing them a long time.
So
they're
have
good friends of mine. I know the family.
No, they're great drums. In fact, Alan helped me. This is Steve, and Alan helped me get a kit of drums. Mm-hmm. And we got, that nice...
Yes, Steve's sons are actually a really good drummer.
We still got them, and one of Dylan's favourite kits of drums is the one that Alan helped us get in 1975. Oh. In a blonde, beautiful drum.
Yeah, maple, yeah.
I haven't even got any sticks. You
can take a pair of these if you want.
I got a picture of it. The Ludwig kit, yeah, he gave me a picture of one. I've got mine hanging up in my studio, and it's signed with Love, Alan.
I can get you kit anytime you want. It's fine.
So actually,
you have to play it, John.
Where I was going with this.
I watch Alan play. It's just extraordinary to watch this guy performing on his drums. That's before you start.
I said nothing.
I know. And I've said to Alan on occasion, the best time is when I don't really hear him. I just feel he's so on the ball,
in
organizing the band, because he's the engine room to the band, and it's just extraordinary the amount of beats that he plays on his drums.
Rick and myself are trying to count the amount of beats in this set. I think I'm up to 68,000, then I'll just lose it. It's a long set for us all. But it's a good set. It's got a lot of great music in it.
Did you do that in your spare time?
No, I've got one of these mathematical minds, I think. Anyhow, what do you want to play?
I'll just sing this song that I'm singing.
Sure.
About an hour later, I came by, and he's still playing it. It was remarkable. So I said, have you tried it in a different key? So I did. What key's that?
Well, I mean, mainly the song's in that original
E minor.
Key,
oh, okay, good.
But then later in the song, we play in B.
Okay. So we'll just do a couple of verses. I don't know if I can actually sing it, but I remember.
Maybe Rick should do the beginning. That would be really
cool. I was going to get to that in a sec. But
okay. But you could get from... You want to do something?
No. I can't go up there.
Okay.
No. The idea was that we started with this riff. We'll just go through it in a sort of workshop way. We're not... turn around, Alan would never stop. He'd just carry on playing. So I said, well, what we need is an introduction. So, Rick, why don't you work out an introduction? This is what he played.
Well, the introduction came from things that John and I had been doing. There was a church in Vevey. We were all sort of living there at the time. And John had just got hold of a Celtic harp. And we tuned it. And I used to go to this church and play the organ. And John came up with the harp. We spent hours, didn't we? Absolute hours. We used to sit for hours and just play away, and the sort of the some of the themes that came from some of the fun that we didn't have anything planned. We used to sit there and play, didn't we?
True.
Just sit there and play. We had great fun, and we worked out that it would be nice to try and incorporate the organ, which we'll come on to later, within the whole piece. So what I did was, knowing what was going to happen organ-wise later, take some of the themes and ideas to use it as a sort of an introduction. So it was just a one take, I think, in the studio, wasn't it, which was sort of... only with the right notes, of course. Finish finishing with, which I lengthen now on the stage. With, and then Steve had the idea of creating this whole flying sound, and the steel came out. I mean, this piece had everything. By the time we'd even got to the beginning.
Yeah, but I'm not going to go and try and sing that high vibration part.
But another part.
We could do low vibration.
The next chord sequence. Low vibration. Oh.
When we got into this next bit,
the chord sequence. Was
John and I were kicking around some ideas. I said, I've got this idea about like a chord sequence that's got every major chord that you can play. You know, and that's how this one came out. To make things a little bit more interesting, we also go to a minor chord. And then to make it a little bit more interesting, instead of just rolling through the chords, John said, well, why don't we stop on this chord? And why don't we stop on that chord? So that's how we
And also you should point out that the minor chords change in different places, just to make life a little
they
bit
do.
More interesting.
Let's just go through that section, if we can pick it up, just one round, and I'll come in with the Workings of Man section, which was this... I heard these chords and I'm trying to think, how can I have to dance on top of the chords, because if I try to follow the chords, do my head in.
Yeah, I found another route.
Sort of a early rap.
A one, two...
Just go through the chord. Set to fly an historical life, re-regain in the flower of the fruit of his tree, whole awakening, whole restoring you, workings of man set to find out. My fault, I went wrong there. I have to remember the words now. I got very carried away just singing it. One more time, I'll come in vocally. One, two, three. Workings of man set to fly our historical life, re-regain the flower of the fruit of his tree, whole awakening, whole restoring you. Workings of man crying out from the fire, set aflame by his blindness to see that the work of his being, his promise for his seed is reaching so clearly. So that all is left you, all is left you, all is left you, all is left you. The next step was, we basically got to that place where we were sort of up there, and okay, what do we do now? So, totally different way of thinking. I've been playing my harp as Rick mentioned in the church with Rick, and we decided, well, what we were going to try is record me and Rick in the church, and 5 miles away. Steve, Alan, and Chris will be in the studio in Montreux, and we'll try and record this section together. So
this is 1976.
1976. They got very good phone lines there, don't they?
Well, they had the phone lines in Switzerland, which were all ready for, believe it or not, for nuclear attacks, because half the mountains there are hollow, which is common knowledge, and that's the centre in case of nuclear attack. So they had incredibly high quality cabling under the ground.
Yes, but low quality. They had to wind the telephones up.
So what we did, we tapped into it. We found that it was possible to do, and it was interesting. I noticed on a VH1 program recently, there were some bands sort of saying, "Hey, we did this great thing. We recorded down the telephone lines, and it's really unique." And I think we were doing that 20 years ago, And it was actually incredible. John and I sat in the, you know, and we had the headphones on, down the telephone lines, like, as I say, 25, 26 years ago. And Alan counted us in.
Yeah, I counted them in from 5 miles away. I was going, one,
no,
two,
no latency, no latency problems. It was absolutely a great feeling.
We'll just try a rendition of it.
Okay.
Well, can I just go 5 miles into another studio just to feel really...
Is that okay? Do you
want to
try it?
Yeah.
I'll just have a quick... Sorry, excuse me. I'm going to have a drink of water.
Oh. That's vodka.
Oh, I feel... Oh, yeah, and on stage, that whole section is very mesmerizing for me when I'm standing there playing the harp, and just the sound of what Rick is playing and the organ and Chris coming in, and the actual flavor. It's very, very different musically. It's probably the most different piece of music that Yes has ever played in terms of music.
And dynamic, dynamic on stage, too.
Yeah. And then we thought, okay, well, we got to this point, you know, and how are we going to get out of there? So Chris came up with a great idea, was to slow down the chords, which... Which... going, yeah, beautiful. And then this theme came through, sort of. Master, I'll come up with it in a second. Master of images, songs cast a light on you. Heart through dark ties that tell us how to see an existence. He challenges direct as eyes see young stars assemble. Master of light, hope your chance has exist. Cross divided in all encircling mold. Oh, closely guided plan. Youth, ask away. Let not be contact with all that's clear. Be honest with yourself. There's no doubt, no doubt. Master of time, setting sail. We hear them forever closer. Shall we now bid farewell, farewell?
Wakeman, Chris Dreyer, Alan White, thank you very much for stopping by here today, you guys.
Thank you. Much
success on the rest of this tour and wherever you go, and may many people who need to find you out there.
That's good.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all for joining us. Live acoustic guests on Deep Cut. Thank you.
Quite a while ago, and I never thought that I'd ever play on stage, and here we go. Pretty funky. Thank you.
Three guys who went into the Himalayas, never came back. Went to heaven. It was very cold. Too cold.
Thank you.
All right, Coast Range Radio, check that out next week. I don't know why it didn't play, and I'm not sure whether Modern Mono is going to play or not, so that's why I couldn't end on time. But I have Eva here, and she, her show is now playing on Thursdays at 3. Eva, what did you want to say?
Well, the show Brain Health and Healing will be Thursday at 3 from this Thursday on. It's a new show just starting. Tune in 97.3, 3 o'clock Thursday, or go to kepw.org where it's streaming.
All right, and this is KEPW-LP 97.3, Eugene, Oregon, Peaceworks, independent community radio, also streaming at kepw.org. Support independent media in all its forms, and stay tuned for more wacky, zany, independent, local stuff on KEPW-LP.
This is KPW 97.3 LPFM, also simulcasting at www.kpw.org. We're happy you're listening and excited to be Eugene, Oregon's new community radio station.
Thank you for listening to KEPW LP 97.3 FM. Peaceworks Community Radio in Eugene, Oregon, and streaming online at www.kepw.org.
As community radio, we are all volunteer, and I'm asking you if you could be willing to consider becoming a volunteer. There are several areas: programming, news and public affairs, production, promotion, and fundraising. You can check our website for further details at kepw.org.